Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jewish state of Israel is celebrating its 68th anniversary as a nation among the nations of the world. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
All across the Jewish state of Israel, Israelis are celebrating their 68th Independence Day. It started out with a major fireworks demonstration last night and will continue throughout the day with family celebrations. Prime Minister Netanyahu, at the occasion of Independence Day, said that Israel's enemies must know that the Jewish state is here to stay. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this story because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The fact that there is a Jewish state in the Middle East today is tangible evidence that Bible prophecy has been fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. The Lord used two world wars to set the stage for the fulfillment of the Jews coming back to the land of their forefathers. World War I prepared a land for the Jewish people, and World War II and the Holocaust prepared a people for that land. God has used and will continue to use human government down through the years, even until the return of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to accomplish His will. The fact that the Jews would return was written in the Bible by the ancient Jewish prophets many years ago. Deuteronomy chapter 28 foretold the Jews being scattered to the four corners of the earth, which did happen, and for 2,000 years they were out of their homeland. Deuteronomy 30 said that God had promised the Jews a piece of real estate that they would have forever. There are a number of Jewish prophets who, when inspired by the Holy Spirit of God, wrote about the return of the Jewish people to the land of their forefathers. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, verses 7 to 11, is the prophecy of the Valley of Dry Bones. The Bible says in verse 7, the Jews would be gathered from the four corners of the earth. In verse 8, they would be restored as a Jewish state. And verses 9 and 10 talks about, ultimately, Jewish people turning to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. In fact, in chapter 34 of Ezekiel, 18 times, the Lord says, I will find my people wherever they have been scattered. I will bring them back into the land. I will feed them like a good shepherd feeds his flock, and the Messiah will come to rule and reign over my people. In 1948, the fulfillment of Bible prophecy took place when David Ben-Gurion announced to the world that there was a Jewish state among the many other states around the world.
Today, the 68th birthday of the Jewish state of Israel is absolute tangible evidence of Bible prophecy being fulfilled.
And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...